For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Along with me for the ride today, Soul Brother Kevin.
Yes.
Mr. Seth Kushner.
I've been here since day 672.
The most recent member of Drew Garabo Live, John Senning.
I am parched.
Good thing.
You're the parched pervert.
Because joining us in studio right now is an old friend of ours and fellow employee. She worked for 97X or Magic. What do you do now here?
I'm working a lot.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I hear you all over the radio. Like when Mike goes to break on the bone, I flip around the Cox stations, which are all my presets. I hear you on 97X sometimes.
Yep.
I hear you on 94.9.
Filling in, yep.
Filling in?
Yep.
What does that mean?
It means I'm filling in.
For whom?
For whoever ends up being in the morning.
Could you be filling in for yourself?
I'm just filling in.
What are you doing over there?
I am filling in.
Filling in, yeah.
Okay, you're filling in the morning, but like, are you filling in for someone who you just can't say? Are you filling in for yourself?
As of what I'm aware of is that I am filling in.
Okay.
I feel like we're talking to Marshawn Lynch, not giving us much to work with.
I don't have much to work with. I'm filling in. I'm working a lot right now. I'm not sleeping very much.
How long have you been filling in for someone that you don't know who you're filling in for?
3 weeks now.
Okay. That's a long fill-in, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Marshawn.
Are you enjoying being on 94.9?
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
All right. And if they offered you the position?
I'm filling in. I brought you breast milk. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're on the radio. It's not like you're hiding anything.
I know. I'm not hiding anything. It's just you're asking me questions I don't know the answers to. I'm having a really good time filling in right now.
Filling in?
Yes.
All right.
Are you by yourself over there?
Yep.
Huh. Just you filling in?
Just me.
For
filling
somebody.
Filling in.
Okay. And you brought us some milk?
Yeah, I got it.
No juice.
No juice, Marshawn. No juice at all. Danielle recently had her second child. She is... that's a lot of milk. Did you just pump that in the parking lot?
I did. Oh. I was driving. I pumped half of it while I was driving and the other half when I got here.
Originally, Danielle promised 1 ounce, but she delivered 3 ounces today.
Man, that's a lot of filling in.
I had a surplus, so.
A lot of filling in.
I brought you some extra.
If you want to go to theboneonline.com and check out Bone TV, now today would probably be a good day to do it. I don't know why we decided to do this. We always try to blaze new trails when it comes to radio.
I know why.
Tell me.
Actually, I don't, but John just brought up one day that he wanted to try breast milk, and because I have connections,
That's so weird, by the way.
I know, I agree with
you. And it's weird because when you text me, Seth, and we started talking about this, I instantly went back to this conversation that I had with John in the kitchen one day. Do you remember that? And then it was a really normal conversation at the time that then became weird after I found out that he wanted to taste breast milk.
What was the nature of this conversation?
I was making something and he wanted to know, like, I think it was spicy, or he wanted to know if I consume something spicy, would that make the milk that I produce spicy? And it just seemed like I was like, oh, he's really engaged. This is nice. Like, he doesn't have kids. It's weird that he would even be, that's kind of thoughtful that he would think about that. But really, he just wants to get to this. I had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I was just curious at the time, but I mean, why wouldn't everybody should want to try breast milk?
Why?
It is the essence of life. You drink milk from a foreign farm animal, and I want to taste the milk of a human lovely lady.
See, what you're saying is so right, but it feels so wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It feels so wrong.
I mean, I don't even know if it's right, actually.
He's right. I mean, I'm very proud that I'm able to I'm very proud that I'm able to breastfeed my son and work full time. And it's a very hard thing to do. So I'm very proud that I can. It's just so strange to me that a grown man with no kids that was just hanging out with a baby like a half an hour ago, I saw your Twitter.
That was my nephew,
is now here for my milk. Why didn't you take his?
That would be weird.
But Danielle, do you know some of the things that John's actually eaten?
No.
You don't? Okay, well, he eats his boogers. I don't know if you caught
that. He is a regular booger
eater. That's an urban legend.
Well, no, it's not. It's not fake news. It's real news.
Also, over the weekend, he ate a 7-patty burger from Steak and Shake.
The 7x7.
Oh. Yeah.
Seven patties and seven pieces of cheese.
That was before I was vegan, though.
Oh, yeah, right. That's right. He's vegan this week.
Great.
So boogers, burgers,
urban legend,
and now boob juice. John, do you have an attraction to pregnant women, or do you watch the Ready to Drop porno series?
I don't have a problem. Like, if I'm scanning through, you know, I usually don't fit that into my search demographic, but if I come across a nice pregnant woman as I'm perusing, I'm not all against it.
What, lactating lasses? You ever watch that?
I might be interested after today.
Okay. And since you were a baby, you have not had breast milk.
I don't think that I was breastfed. I don't think I was breastfed. So this will be the first time that I've ever tasted that sweet nectar.
Do we have an adult diaper handy? I would love to see him with a rattle in his hand and a passy, and just he becomes a big baby.
I didn't think that far into this whole bit.
That's demeaning.
I just thought about the snacks that John could dip into the breast milk.
Great. Glad that you brought that up. What type of snacks do we have for John to dip? And by the way, Danielle, you're doing this of your own free will. We don't have one of your children held hostage.
No. I mean, I had extra, and you can have it.
What I brought today that I thought sounded enjoyable with breast milk is I brought some Lucky Charms, my favorite cereal.
Magically delicious.
I brought some Oreos.
Are those vegan?
Those are vegan.
Wait,
surprisingly,
a minute.
They are. I had to be dairy free when I breastfed my first son, and I found out that I could have Oreos. It's one of the very few. So yeah, it's a vegan.
But that's like stretching what it means.
No.
So wait, that's
vegan
not Crisco
has to have
in the
dessert.
Middle of that. That's like in the middle of an Oreo. That's
it's not
sweet and
it's
Crisco.
Not Crisco.
That's
no.
what I thought. I guess that's an urban legend. I always heard that it was like sweet and Crisco.
It's not real food.
No, but it's not meat.
Right.
All right. So you got.
And then I brought. I also thought it would be nice to do some strawberries and cream. I brought some strawberries with me.
Oh.
What?
Man. I mean,
just so well thought out. It's really disturbing how well thought out it is.
Now, let me ask about the method by which the milk will reach your mouth. You don't expect. Obviously, it's been expressed already.
Yeah.
So you're not going to suckle it direct from Danielle's teat.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Unfortunately.
You're sure not.
Unfortunately. That would make this bit an A-plus bit instead of a B so far. Danielle has also, I think, instructed you that you will not be drinking the milk from the container that she brought because that's for her children.
Correct. Yes, I did learn
I'm
that.
I'm very protective of how they're washed, how they're stored,
sure.
how they're touched.
Be.
So, yes.
You're good like that.
Danielle, would you be okay with anybody drinking your milk?
Like who is anybody?
If any stranger wanted to do it, you just doing it for this show? Because I asked you.
I'm doing it for you.
Okay.
I'm doing it for
thank
your show.
You. Thank you. And I'm sorry.
I donate breast milk. Like if I have extras and there's, for example, a mom group I'm in and one of the little boys is, the mom is a surrogate, so his mom can't breastfeed him. So anytime I have extra, I will donate it to him.
What a trooper.
How do you know when you have extra?
Well, I send my son to school every day with what he needs. And then I have like a little bit extra. I have a pretty good freezer stash right now. So anything extra that I have, I don't really need. If there's somebody that needs it more than I do,
right.
I'm happy to give it to them.
God, you are such a giver.
It's a really good thing. I mean, it's really good for a baby. So I want to give it
for a baby.
To them.
Right, not for adults.
Right,
yeah,
yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Now, we all have something that we're going to pick for John to do with the milk. And because Danielle gave us 3 ounces, now we definitely can.
Yeah.
I don't know how you want to kick this off, but I was thinking with the idea that I have, that might be a good way to get everything started.
Okay.
I would like John to gargle Danielle's milk.
Man, that's a great idea. That was in my top three things that I wanted him
this
to do.
This is warm, by the way. You know
yeah,
that,
that's
right?
Yeah, I usually prefer my milk in a nice frosty glass. But so this is like 98.6 degrees probably, roughly.
I mean, I pumped it 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. By the way, you pumped it in the parking lot?
While I was driving after, and yes, in the parking lot.
That's amazing.
This is the freshest milk you're ever going to have in your life, John.
You will never have milk that is more organic and fresh than this milk.
Danielle, are you going to be offended if like I don't find it delicious?
It's actually really good, so I would think that you were strange if you didn't. Uh-oh. It's very good.
Yes, I have, because
I have a thing where I have to pasteurize my milk. There's something I have to do where I have to pasteurize it, so I test it to make sure that what I've pasteurized tastes good for my son.
This is
perfect. I don't have to pasteurize it when it's fresh, but if it sits for like 8 hours, then it doesn't stay.
So you have to like boil it?
I have to scald it. Yep, it's
scald
an extra
it, okay.
step. Not very many people have to do that, but
okay.
because of that, I test it to make sure I'm setting my son to
sure.
daycare with good milk.
Okay,
it tastes very good.
Yes.
Yeah, stop. What? You stop touching
man.
It.
I'm smelling it.
This is weird. Please
stop.
Don't do that. Come on.
Why can't I smell it?
No,
it's fresh.
Oh God, bless.
What if I develop a taste for it? Would I possibly be able to buy
I'm
some of your stash?
I'm not your breast milk pusher.
Craigslist.
That's
man.
What you're asking.
Yeah, you could probably get milk if you develop a taste for it. I'm sure you could find a source for milk.
You know, they sell it for $1 an ounce.
Nah, I don't want no rando's breast milk. I want to.
You want to know the lady?
I want to know.
$1 an ounce?
Yeah.
John, are you in any way, shape, or form turned on by this?
He is. He won't
I'd
admit
rather
it.
Not say.
He are is. You serious?
He won't admit it. He
out of respect for Danielle
oh
and her husband
God.
And family, I
yeah.
won't. Oh, yeah. Gosh, it feels warm. Like, touching the glass, it feels like it's been microwaved.
I don't like him anymore.
Well, I mean, the pasteurizer.
I'm so concerned.
What have I done? I thought this would bring us closer, if anything.
By the way, can this go on my resume that I have a connection for breast milk for if I'm ever looking for a job in radio?
For sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't know that any radio shows have done this. Almost everything in radio has been done before. I think we might be blazing new trails. I'm not saying we're innovators, and I'm not saying this is a great idea. I'm just saying I don't know that any other radio show has ever had. Should we have him sign away? I'm sure she doesn't have the HIV, but like.
I don't.
I'm sure you don't.
I don't know. We shouldn't have him sign anything. Danielle's the cleanest person in
are
the building.
Are you kidding me?
I know you are, but I think about.
Yeah, but John will catch the HIV for the show, man.
Yeah. I've already dedicated my life to the show.
All
so.
Right. I guess that's part of the deal when you sign up. You sign up to get the ninja.
So we gargle first before he starts to enjoy his snacks?
Yeah. Okay. You should cleanse your palate and use that milk as a Listerine, if you will.
What do you want, a 10-second gargle? Or
I'd
you
say
want
a 10-second gargle would be sufficient.
10 seconds?
And don't take too much of it either, because I got
some...
Well,
this is just a sample, right?
I poured him a little bit. He can gargle the whole thing.
Because mine...
The whole thing?
I poured some in there.
Because mine that I'm going to have you do will require a voluminous amount of milk. You're going to need a good amount of milk for what I have planned
now,
for you.
Now, I would also like, John, for you to make direct eye contact with Danielle while you're doing this.
Absolutely.
How do I gargle? I have to have my head tilted back to gargle.
All right, Danielle, would you come over here and look into his eyes as he's gargling?
Would you hold my hand, please, baby?
don't call her baby.
That was a joke. I'm sorry.
There are no jokes.
Okay.
By the way, if you're just joining us, there's John Senning.
I can't look at you.
He is our associate producer. Danielle, who used to be with Seth and myself on The Morning X, is here. She has expressed and pumped 3 ounces of her breast milk. We are all coming up with something for John to do with the breast milk. He has Lucky Charms. He has Oreos. And Seth has requested that John gurgle for 10 seconds. I will set my timer.
You look like you're about to cry.
No, I'm not going to cry. It's just so strange to me.
The last time Danielle cried on the air is when I had her sister give her a lap dance back in the day. And they ended up both crying.
Seth is the king of unique content.
Yeah. John just quietly under the mic mouthed to Danielle, I'm sorry.
You're sorry.
It's okay. I wouldn't have brought it if I was... I mean, it is uncomfortable to me that this is your idea. It is strange to me that at some point in your grown adult life, you were like, I wonder what breast milk tastes like.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't I?
I don't know.
I'd be concerned if somebody didn't have that thought.
Well, you can be concerned with everyone else in this room then, because we've never had that thought before.
Danielle, he's a podcast shock jock. This is what he does.
Yeah, very true.
Riveting content.
Okay, John, I'm going to set the timer, and I'll give you a countdown. You're going to take some of that milk, you're going to put it in your mouth, you're going to gargle for 10 seconds. What, how would you describe the bouquet, if you will?
Yeah, there's not much going on as far as scent.
There doesn't really have a scent to it.
Doesn't smell like TT? No?
You need to control yourself.
Sorry. Sorry. I wanted to say the T word really badly. Okay, are you ready?
Absolutely.
In 3, 2, let's do it for all the La Leche moms out there. 1, and begin. Start the gargling loudly. Loudly.
Oh my god, I saw it.
Keep going. Yeah, take it all. Yeah, take it all in. Yeah. Yeah, feel it in your throat. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You're at 4 seconds. Keep going.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Keep gargling. Yeah, gargle that milk. Yeah. Now swallow it, bitch.
Oh my god, that's delicious. Wow. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. That is fantastic.
Oh, my God almighty.
I kind of want some now.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it almost
tastes like vanilla.
It almost tastes like if you had Lucky Charms and then drank the milk afterwards.
I don't take anything in my coffee, but seeing John's delight upon gargling that moo juice, I'm very intrigued as to what it might taste like.
You want some in your coffee?
Only if Danielle would be okay with me taking a little dash of it.
Go for it.
You sure?
That's what it's here for.
I mean, we've known each other for like 6 years now. And
that's fine.
5 years ago today, you brought me on TV for the first time in Tampa Bay.
You've eaten a dead guy's ashes in front of me.
I have, too.
It's not the weirdest thing you've ever done.
That's true.
I take comfort in that.
A listener did want me to eat her dead dad's ashes for some tickets to Chevelle, I think. And I ate, like, he tasted ashy. All right, so Seth, do you have the milk over there? The milk's over by John.
Can I touch it? I didn't know if I could touch the thing. Oh, okay.
I just want a little splash.
You can't be by your mouth. I don't want anybody's mouth bite. That's the only thing.
Just a little tiny splash in my coffee here.
You're not going to really know the difference if you don't have it by itself.
All right. Just a little tiny.
Just enough for it to change the color of your coffee.
Oh, your boobies in my milk. Coffee is so great. Oh, stir up your boobies. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. That is, wow. I mean, Yeah, hey, good work.
You produce wonderful looking milk. This is and that all came from those little milk makers, huh?
Oh my god.
It tastes so clean. Oh, like it's
so fresh and so clean.
All right, let me see. Wow. Okay. What do I do next? Oh my god.
Mama, that is some good coffee.
Oh my god.
Quite delicious. Oh, nursery coffee. All right. Kevin, do you have something that you'd like for John to do with the milk?
Whew. Man, I thought you guys were
No. Yeah, we won't require that.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan myself of strawberries and cream.
Strawberries and cream?
Yeah, so I would like to see John dip a strawberry.
All right.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, here you go. All right.
I need some.
All right.
You got some milk?
Yeah, here. Hey, here's the supply.
Yeah, Don't drop it.
Pour the one there.
That's good quality milk.
I can touch the lid, right?
Commodity.
I'd be more sad if it's on the floor than if it's in your body.
Okay, it's duly noted.
Danielle, will you feed him the strawberry? Is that going too far?
Just give me the strawberry.
If you're just joining us, Danielle is in the studio. She is on 97X and fills in on another station. She has her breast milk, which she pumped right before the show. John Senning, who has always been curious about breast milk, has so far gargled it for about 25 seconds, and now will be dipping a strawberry, as per SBK's request, into the breast milk and eating strawberries and cream, which I believe is the breakfast of champions at Wimbledon, the tennis tournament coming up in July. So actually, you know, let me find the Wimbledon music, if I may, to give you a nice little soundtrack here. I think there's Wimbledon fanfare.
They have some music.
Wimbledon has their own fanfare. Wimbledon fanfare. All right, here we go. Wimbledon trombone fanfare. I'd love some trombone fanfare. All right, here we go. All right, John, get ready. It's Miami Edison High School playing the Wimbledon fanfare. There he goes. Suck on that berry.
Oh my god.
What a treat.
I'm not okay with what just happened.
Did I accidentally get one of your fingers in my mouth?
No.
Oh.
Music is perfect. Miami Edison High School.
Now, what did you want John to do with the milk, Drew?
Okay, you ready for this?
You got to eat some milk in your cheek.
Yeah, you got all over your face. You disgusting, hairy baby. All right.
This guy loves it.
All right.
I've never felt more alive.
My first idea was would have required too much planning, and that was for us to get a penis-shaped squirt gun and to have someone squirt the milk directly in your mouth from a penis gun. But that I thought would be more of a visual thing. So, combining two of your loves, John Senning, which would be breast milk, which you now love, and boogers.
No.
Oh, yes. I would like for you to take a gigantic mouthful of milk. Then you can either make yourself laugh hysterically, or we can somehow tickle you and make you laugh hysterically until the milk comes out of your nose, at which point in time you'll be collecting the nose milk into a cup and drinking booger breast milk. Boom!
Do I have an option here, or that's the deal?
Come on, dude. That's a walk-off home run right there, right?
The option is you do it or you don't do it.
Wait, so he gets the booger and he's dipping
no,
the booger?
No. Oh. He's taking a mouthful of milk. Then we make him laugh. You know when you laugh so hard the milk comes out of your nose?
I saw this on Double Dare back in the day. It worked perfectly.
Yeah, so he laughs so hard that the booby milk comes out of his nose, and then someone holds a cup by his nose and collects that, and then he has to drink the boogie milk.
Oh, man, you're going
to
drown him.
Yeah, I think I might, like, die, actually.
Why can't he hold the cup under his nose? Why does somebody have to go over there and hold it for him?
I mean, if he feels that full of dexterity, then absolutely.
And I don't know for a fact you can get this to come out of my nose.
Well, it can if you laugh.
I mean, if you laugh hard enough.
Yeah, but I also have to then keep my mouth shut so I force it to come out my nose.
That's right. And what's the problem?
I'll try it.
What makes you laugh really hard? Like, what do you like? Do you like bloopers with people getting hit in the groin with footballs? Like, what's a good laugh for you?
He loves all those jokes that you do, Garabba. Yeah, that no one laughs at.
Like, stupid joke. Do you like Rodney Dangerfield? He's
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right. So you just like the dumb puns that I make?
You have like a nice dirty joke here and there.
A nice dirty joke. All right.
Enough milk, you think?
Do you have
to go
any
back
more?
To the well?
I would say dip back in the well and see what you can do there.
Now fill him up, Danielle.
Yeah. Give him.
What's wrong with you?
Fill up there. So again, if you're just joining us, John Senning has breast milk from Danielle and. He's going to take it in his mouth and see if we can get it to come out of it. The other thought I had was he gets a milk mustache with all that facial hair that he has and just kind of sucks the milk off of his mustache.
If I can't get it to come out of my nose, then we'll
go for the mustache. Yeah, that's my.
Because I don't know if I can force it to come out of my nose.
Well, I'll try my hardest to make you laugh once you take a mouthful. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. And I'll be telling the jokes to Seth because you can't answer me. Hey, Seth.
What's up, Garabo?
Oh, what does a sign on an out of business whorehouse say?
I don't know.
Beat it. We're closed.
Give me another one.
Why was the guitar teacher arrested?
Dennis is tickling his belly. Why?
For fingering a minor.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference between a hooker and a drug dealer?
Tell me.
A hooker can wash her crack and resell it. Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Tell me more.
Because his wife died. Okay, here we go. Is it coming out of his nose yet? I don't think we're gonna be able to make it come out of his nose. No.
John,
no.
Just make it come out of your nose.
Yeah, come on, dude. I don't know if you can force that.
I don't. Yeah.
All right. So my alternate plan then was for you to soak your facial hair in it, including your mustache and beard and all that.
It's really sticky. It's really. You should know it's very sticky.
Oh, this is revolting.
Oh, Jesus H. Mary and Joseph.
Oh God.
Oh. Oh, it's all over his. Oh my God! I've seen movies that look like this at the end. Oh my God! It's a facial of breast milk.
Oh man!
Oh goodness gracious! Oh my! Look at his. Oh my God! You're a legend of Bone TV today. Oh, so John's got. Yeah, now you can suck it off the. Lick it all off your facial hair.
This is disgusting.
Oh. Try some of this coffee.
Never listen to the show again.
Yeah, that's so nice.
I tell you, as much as I like black coffee, Danielle, your boob juice in coffee is really, really good. I would drink this every day.
Thank you.
Are there health benefits to drinking your breast milk?
For me?
Or for anyone?
Well,
like,
so I was sick. So we were supposed to do this last Thursday, and I came down with the stomach bug.
Yeah.
And so by me having the stomach bug, my body automatically provides everything to my son that he needs to not get this. He was the only person in our house that did not get the stomach bug.
Because of what
you're... And he was directly near me. I mean, for hours and hours a day, because you're supposed to feed them more. When I'm sick, I'm supposed to feed him and pass on the antibodies. So, yeah, it's very...
Oh, that's impressive.
That is impressive.
It changes, like... I can give you facts if you'd like.
Go ahead.
It changes, like, you make the most between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. So if I wanted more, I could wake up and pump during those times.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the consistency. Like, it's more watery during the day, and it's thicker at night to help babies sleep longer.
Okay.
I mean, as they grow, it gets more denser. I mean, it is extremely beneficial.
All right. I'm glad I asked.
Danielle, did you bring any of those placenta pills for us to try?
No, you can't have those. Those are mine.
Wash down a placenta pill with a little bit of breast milk?
Yeah, I want all the benefits.
Oh, God, no. Stop it, John.
Oh, gosh.
What's he doing?
He's spitting the milk up all over his face. All right.
It's over, John. It's over.
It's going all over his shirt. Oh, bad baby. Bad baby.
I thought we should have photographic evidence of the milk and beard thing.
That is a bad baby. Bad baby. Messy baby. Well, Danielle, thank you for letting us do this. This has been educational and disgusting.
Do I get to keep the rest?
What?
It's up to Danielle. I mean, she might...
No,
I
need that.
Oh.
I'm going to put it on my baby's head when I give him a bath today.
Aww.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing. I do.
You think it'll help my beard?
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have a little baby start growing out of your beard.
Nope.
I really wanted to check out the Lucky Charms.
Oh, do you, I mean, if she wants to keep that...
No, you can
you
have
sure?
it. You can use it.
Why don't you dump
it? You're just not keeping it if I leave.
Shirt. Right, I got you.
I'm not giving you the opportunity to put it in a vial and taste it at your leisure.
Certainly wouldn't do that. If you want to pour it over your Lucky Charms, though, and see how magically delicious they might be with Danielle's breast milk over that.
Do you have a spoon, John, or you just...
No, he doesn't need a spoon.
No, okay. Look how uncivilized he is. Boy, Bone TV is getting a real treat today.
Give it a little stir.
Got a message. I'm watching Bone TV getting a pedicure and literally crying right now. I'm taking my earbuds out. This is disgusting. So mixed reviews.
Oh, yeah,
this looks
good.
There you go. Oh, he just did a shot of Lucky Charms.
We get some pink hearts, some yellow moons, some green clovers, a little blue diamond action.
I mean, I don't know if people think I'm joking. This milk is so good. I mean, it's really good.
Danielle, he's going to be outside of your house at like 3 a.m. acting like you live in the trap house just trying to get some of that milk.
I am not your breast milk.
Can I ask
house.
You a question, Danielle?
Yeah.
Was your husband, did you obviously covered this with him. Was he okay with it? Did he have reservations?
Oh, yeah. Nope. I asked him. I just wanted to make sure it was okay. But yeah, I said, hey, do you mind if I, and he said, yeah, I don't care. I said, would you like to let me finish? Because I'm going to let someone else drink my breast milk. And he said, that's fine.
Yeah, I asked permission as well. And I thought I was honestly going to get a no. And she was supported it.
Good. Well, you know, you have supportive people in your lives who...
You could stop eating it now.
Yeah.
It's so good, though.
We're done.
Wow. So how would you say that lands when it comes to tastes of milk? Like better than regular milk, better than half and half?
Definitely the best milk I've ever had in my life.
Congratulations, Danielle. Thanks. You've got the best milk.
And I've been experimenting with other milks this week, cashew, almond, coconut, and I'm, you know, this is...
Can you wipe it off your mouth? Sorry. It's freaking me out.
I'm sorry.
So you're saying that the breast milk is better than the nut milk that you've been drinking?
Definitely.
All right, very good. I salute you for trying both.
Move over, Cal.
There's a new sheriff in town. Oh, thank you, Ryan Redbeard, for the screen cap. This one's living in infamy. It's a great picture of John with Danielle's milk. Danielle, you're a trooper. We love you. We look forward to hearing you all over the radio dial, wherever you may land up, on the Eagle, on the Dove, on Magic, on 97X, wherever you are. We'll follow you because we dig you. She's on Twitter at Danielle97X. Her kid got to meet 21 Pilots yesterday. I assume that went well.
It went awesome.
They seem like nice chaps.
He was amazing.
Good. Good show. Did you go to the show?
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Please. Yes, I went to the show.
And I'm sure you feel a sense of, not necessarily maternal pride.
Yes,
but
no, it's like that. It's
it
like
is,
a
right?
Mom. Yep.
Like you watched them.
I was on
birth.
Stage with them the first time they walked off at this big thing and said, "Hey, you're my new favorite band."
And then
now they really.
You gave them the kiss of death.
No.
So I mean, life.
What?
So perhaps John will then go on to great things now that he has been anointed by your breast milk.
I don't think that's how
I think
works.
It's going to be different between us. Not that we're exceptionally.
Closer.
Yeah, not that we're exceptionally
you're closer
now.
Like it or not, you're bonded. Like,
yeah, I mean,
he suckled at your milk.
You know something about me that no one else in this building will ever know. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's weird.
I've known her for 6 years, and I've yearned for the moment that you're experiencing right now. You're a lucky man. You like lucky guys, her husband, you, and then all the rest of us.
Yeah, but you tried some too. It's in your coffee.
Well, I mean, I barely got
no,
a taste.
No, you got it.
Could you just pour a little from the left nipple, like right into my coffee? Just a little. No? Would that be cheating? Would your husband not be okay with that if it came
I'm
right from
okay
the...
I'm not okay with that.
Right, just making sure. All right. So when we come back, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about because John forgot the board because he was so consumed with breast milk. Thank you.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.